The average price for a 1 to 5 year old used car in Detroit is about $31,000. While that number is more than 30% higher than it was a year ago, it's lower than where values are across most of the country. Carl Brower is executive automotive analyst for iccars.com. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan the average used vehicle price nationwide has climbed to about $40,000.
And that is up about 40% compared to a year ago. So we are still seeing these kind of month-over-month and year-over-year increases in used car prices. We haven't apparently topped out yet.
So I know when car prices had started going up last year, it was kind of a byproduct of the supply chain issues with fewer people buying new cars, putting less on the resale market. Car companies have kind of been indicating that they're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel with the semiconductor thing. Is that having any effect at all at this point, or is it still just going up kind of regardless of where the semiconductor supply is at?
The problem with the semiconductors is that that's the beginning of the issue. And even when that is solved, then we need all those microchips to make it quickly and easily to the automakers, and then they need to produce vehicles without any hesitation. So it's good that the microchip supply looks like it might be coming back online and getting to a level we need, but we've been short, you know, of car production for about a year or more. So there's still a huge backlog of new car demand that has to be caught up.
So with that spike in prices, I think that's about $10,000 on average since, in the last 5 months. Is that having an impact on the volume of used cars that are moving off, or are people still buying them despite the inflation?
It seems like the volume is still about the same. It might have dropped a little bit because of that. We might have seen some drop-off because of the increase in price. But, of course, normally the drop-off in volume would tend to lower the price. So it really says a lot that if we've seen a little bit of a drop-off in volume and prices are still higher, that the demand and the supply curve are still out of whack enough that even with a little bit less demand, the price is remaining as high or higher.
Is there a certain kind of aspect of buying a used car that being maybe out of necessity kind of keeps those sales higher regardless of the inflation?
What's fascinating is how we've seen lower priced cars like economy sedans shoot up in the last 6 months, which I think really proves that people are deciding they have to get a vehicle. Maybe they're trying to buy the cheapest one they can, and so they're going for these lower priced ones, which has now driven their price up. So it does feel like people have kind of resigned themselves to having to buy in this environment, and their way to counter it is to go for lower priced cars. And of course, once they did that, all those lower priced cars shot up too.
So is there any kind of light at the, there's probably not a light at the end of the tunnel, but with the car companies kind of projecting late 2022, early 2023 for when chip supply might normalize somewhat, is that when we can expect to see the price of the used cars come back down? Or I guess, is it ever going to stop rising the way it is before we get to that point?
I think you have to think of it kind of like a backlog, right? And the buyers that are in the queue. And there are more new buyers wanting cars every day, but there's not enough cars to meet their demand. So there's kind of this backing up process. And so once we get to full production and there isn't this constraint with microchips, that'll start to relieve that pressure, but it's going to take a while to relieve the pressure. It's not going to fix it overnight. Even if full production hit today, it would take probably 6 to 12 months of full new car production without any limitations to clear the backlog. So I think even when microchips are available at the level we need them, there's going to be another 6 to 12 month time frame of increased prices before that starts to back off.
So if somebody's in a position where they think they have to buy a used car or know that they're kind of getting to the point of needing to get one, maybe out of necessity, should they do it right now or should they wait a few months or would they, you know, only see higher prices then?
I think they're not going to find any kind of price relief in the next few months. So I think a person who's in the position to possibly have to buy a car needs to weigh, is it worth investing in the current vehicle to keep it going if that's an option? Can they buy their lease car out if they're coming up on the end of a lease? They're probably going to get a better deal on the lease buyout price that was written 3 years ago than what the market value is of the car right now. Or they can buy a new vehicle or new to them used vehicle, but they're going to want to probably expand their search range and be more flexible on what they're going to buy. If they're very specific about what kind of car they need down to color and options, they're going to be much more at the mercy of the market, and it's really high right now.